then it becomes like vinegar. Of course, mashmah, the halacha we paskin like, no. As long as it tastes like wine, even though it smells bad, it would still be wine. But once the wine itself smells bad, then you're in trouble. So the Gemara Itma, we learned like this. Ha-moicher chovyes yayin l'chaberoi. If somebody sells a barrel of wine to his friend, v'yachmitza, and then when the lekeach takes it home, it spoils, the wine spoils, becomes vinegar. So what's the halacha? Is it nekechtorius or not? You get your money back or not? So I'm a rab, Rav says like this. Kol gimel yamim harishonim prishus meicher. The first 3 days, like there's a guarantee. If it's spoiled the first 3 days, we say when the meicher, when the person sold it to you, he sold you bad stuff, and therefore you get your money back, it's a nekechtorius. Mikan v'elech. If it first spoils after 3 days, then prishus lekech. Then we say it's lekech luck, it's his mazel. Like the moicha sold you good wine, it's spoiled now, what can you do? That's your tough luck, and therefore you don't get your money back. So it's, that's what we said, that's what the Tanna Kamma, that's what Rav said, that's Rav's halacha. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Chamro akafta demore shover, that no, wine is like always on the shoulder of the owner. So Rashbam says, it means to say, Ein chayv achriusoi. Shmuel holds that the meicher is not chayv and achrayus. Afo pishech nitzpatech chavius shemeicher. Even though, like it could be on in the first 3 days, even though you left the wine in the same barrel you bought it in, like the meicher, the seller, gave you the wine in the barrel, and in this barrel it's spoiled. So what? Mishum de chamra, Shmuel svaris wine, Agaba de gavra shover means like a kester for Adam medalik. It's like on your shoulders. Kolemo. What does that mean? Mazle gerim. Chet shobal hayayin. It means like it's your fault. Now that you own the wine, it's like you, Hashem is punishing you. It's your punishment. Like the guy that owns the wine, it's your chet that's causing wine to get spoiled. Kashno, if anything ever goes bad in business, anyway, whatever it is, no, it's a chet, something, it's your mazel, Hashem is doing it to you. So if so, Shmuel holds, even though the wine turns bad right away by the lakeach, and it's still in the moicha's barrel, so what? It could be it's not the moicha's fault, it's the lakeach's fault, and therefore the moicha's not chayiv. That's Shmuel's svar. So Mora says, Ovid Rav Yosef Uvde Kavosid Rav, B'shichro. So Rabbi Yosef paskin like Rav by beer. Beshichra by beer, there he held like Rav. That no, it's not totally in the owner, it's totally in the first 3 days. Like if it didn't spoil the first 3 days, then we have a right to say he sold you good beer, and it's spoiled later, then it's Lekeach's fault. But if it's spoiled the first 3 days, it's the Moicha's fault. Ukavosa b'shmul b'chamra. But it came to selling wine, there he held like Shmuel. Mashma, wine he held, for some reason, there the owner is totally in the owner. Interessant. Not sure why, according to this svara, stam in the chet, why would he do this for? I'm not sure. Yeah, right. Yeah. So Moses says, Hilchasa, what's the locha? Kavosa de Shmuel, and if I'm not stuck at the locha, locha called pona by wine is like Shmuel. That Lamaisa, if the guy sold your barrel of wine, and then when Lekeach takes it home, he starts to drink it and it's spoiled stuff, it's his tough luck. You have the Moich has a right to say, when I sold it to you, it was good stuff, I know it's no good, it's your fault, it's your chet, your mazel, it's your fault, I'm potter. That's halach. Tana Rabban, we're like this. Echot Sheikhat Morim, whether you have beer that's made from dates. The Echot Sheikhat Sorim, whether you have beer that's made from barley. V'yechad shomra yayin, whether you have wine that's made from the sediments. No, shomra yayin means the sediments. Pesun Sirashbam says, who temid? That means shenaisnin mayim agabi shmorim. Means you put water over the sediments. Like the now you make wine as you squeeze out the grapes, then you take out the water, the wine, and you have left over the pits, the shells, that's called like the sediments. So now what you do on that is you add water onto it, and it also, like, still gives off a taste of wine. So that's called Shomru Yayin. Yeah, so the Brisa says on all these three things, V'vorchen aleim shakul nye b'dvaroi. The bracha is not a bar of pragofen, but just a shakul nye b'dvaroi.
That's what you make on bar, on beer, even though it's made from barley, and even though maybe you think you make a bar mini mezainis, no. The mice now it's a drink. Kolzman, it's a drink. On a drink, you always make a shahakol. The only other bracha you would make on a drink is Mary Bar Pragofen, Sir Heel, Shermer Yayin. The fact you put the water over the sediments from the original wine, it's still called water, and you only make a shahakol Nibidvaroi. Acherim Oimrim, others says no. Shemorim, Shiesh Bem, Tam Yayin. If the sediments, note what you have those again, you have these dried out pits and shells of the grapes, and now you poured water over them. See, hold, if it tastes now like wine, so then Mavaruch Alein Bar Pragof. No, it's called wine. That's what the Cherem says. Rusot Machlekes, the kids on Shomra Yayin, whether this type of wine that you made by soaking it again in water, do you make a shakel or Bar Pragof? So Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef Yamar Tavai, they both say, Ein Alocha Kecherem. The locher is not like the Cherem. You do not make a Bar Pragof, but rather you make a shakel. Omar Rava says like this, he'll explain it. The Kula Yalna, everybody agrees that Rama Tlosa, let's say when you have these sediments here, you have these dried out, the pits and the shells of the grapes, you poured, let's say, 3 cups of water over it. The Osar Bo, and it came out 4 cups now. That's how much came out. So then Chamra Hevi, everybody holds it so, there's like 3 portions water, 1 portion wine, that's called wine. And everybody agrees on this type of temet, that's also called wine, you would for sure make a bar piragofen. Here is no machlokes. And Rava l'taimei, Rava goes according to his own tam. The Yoma Rava says, Kol chamro de loidoro, al chab tlas mayo, lav chamru. Any type of wine that does not proportion 1 portion of wine to 3 portions of water is not called wine. So the kid says here that you pour 3 cups of water over these sediments and 4 cups of like water, like wine now came out of it, for sure there's one quarter is wine, that's called wine. Now, what's going to be Rama Tlosa? You threw 3 cups of water over these sediments, the Osa Tlosa, and all that came out of it was also just 3 cups. Even though now there's some taste of wine there, it looks a little bit like wine, he holds Veloy Klomu, that's called nothing. Not enough proportion of wine came out to water, there's more water than wine here, for sure you make a shakol. That's not called wine. Key plea, where is the Machlaikis? The Roma Tlosa, where you threw 3 cups of water over these sediments here, the Osa Tloso Palga, and 3.5 cups of liquid came out. That's the Machlekes. The Rabbanon, Sarv, the Rabbanon hold, listen, Tlos Aile, Tlos Anofik. 3 cups of water went in, 3 cups of water came out. And what came out now? An extra 1/2 cup of wine. So, Poshle Palga, O Palga Bishisa, Palgi Maya, Vlod Klumu. It's like 1/6 to the proportion. It's only like 1/6 proportion of the wine to the water. It's like 1/2 cup to 3 cups of water. So that's not called wine. That's